This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, May 11th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Panama is bucking the leftward trend in Latin America, electing businessman and relative free marketeer Ricardo Martinelli as president. Juan Carlos Hidalgo, project coordinator for Latin America, the Cato Institute, comments.
The election of Ricardo Martinelli shows that Panama is kind of like an outlier in Central America and in Latin America as a whole. It's kind of surprising that a country which economy has been growing at a rate of almost 7% per capita income in the last 5 years, the fastest growth rate in the region, that now, even under the current economic conditions, is going to grow 4% in 2009, when the rest of Latin America is going to contract, is picking as a president an opposition candidate from the center-right, when all Latin America, and especially Central America, is also tilting left. But there are reasons for that. Martinelli ran a very successful campaign of change in the light of Barack Obama in the United States. He made concrete proposals on very specific issues that concern most Panamanians, especially the one on crime, but also public transportation, and what was perceived as a corrupt environment surrounding the governing party of President Martín Torrijos. So I think that in that sense, it was an expected win for Ricardo Martinelli, and we will see if his promises come true. He has very decent economic proposals in many areas, but he also ran a very populist campaign in social issues regarding pensions, regarding subsidies. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out the next 5 years. This is the fourth election since democratic constitutional rule was restored to Panama in 1989. This is Martinelli is going to be the fifth constitutional president since Manuel Antonio Noriega run the country as his personal turf, and since the American invasion of 1989. Let's remember that Panama was the last country to be invaded by the United States. So this is quite a development, because the campaign played out very nicely. Both sides respected the outcome. There were no violence whatsoever. And Panama showed to be a strong, mature democracy, which is very, very interesting, you know, because given the presidents of Panama being a republic, a banana republic, not that long ago.
What are the prospects for trade?
I think that after the Summit of the Americas in Trinidad and Tobago last month, President Obama realized that he can't take friendly leaders in Latin America for granted. He saw Chavez firsthand. He saw Daniel Ortega from Nicaragua and Evo Morales. Evo Morales came out of the summit accusing the U.S. of trying to kill him. So I think that President Obama, by realizing this, is gonna be more friendly to the idea of approving the FTA with Panama. The administration has already hinted that they're going to move along with this FTA, which is the least controversial of the three pending in Congress. However, leading congressional Democrats are not happy with trying to rewrite the labor and environmental legislation of the countries that the United States trade with and sign free trade agreements with. They now are talking about rewriting Panama's banking laws and financial laws, because they complain that Panama is a tax haven. Panama has the most liberal banking system in all Latin America, and that has contributed to the enormous progress it's made in recent years. But I think that if the Democrats try to rewrite Panama's banking legislation as a condition to approve the FTA, Ricardo Martinelli should resist these efforts. This FTA, despite being advantageous for Panama, for sure, is not worth that bargain.
What are the prospects for Panama becoming another flat tax country?
In his platform, Ricardo Martinelli mentioned the flat tax as for a tax reform in Panama, which will make Panama the first country in the Americas to introduce this tax that has had such many successes in Eastern Europe. So it'd be interesting, because I think that once Panama or any other country in Latin America adopts a flag tax, there will be a domino effect. Other countries will move in the same direction in order to strengthen their competitiveness. So I think it's very welcome that Ricardo Martinelli is talking about doing this tax reform, introducing a flag tax that will simplify Panamanian tax laws and make the country more competitive.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is the project coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.